Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Mully and Haw, that is the voice of Michael Kopech. Michael Kopech is on the way now. He was with Bruce on Sunday morning, excuse me.
Before he got the call.
Yeah, and now the call has been made, and he will be here in Chicago tomorrow to make his professional debut with the White Sox, and we are delighted to welcome in Scott Merkin covering the team for MLB.com. Hey, Scott, how are you?
Hey, Scott.
Good. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're really kind of pumped up for Michael Kopech. All we need is for him to be better than anyone thinks he can be.
And 10 strikeouts, 7 innings.
He can be pretty good. So, I personally am looking forward to seeing Kopech, I think when you do the math on it, you start looking at the innings pitched and you start looking at what you project him to be. It's almost perfect to bring him up right now because you could probably get 7 starts out of him for the rest of the year, which would be exactly kind of getting him on track to be able to throw. It's 25% more than his career high last year, and then it would get him out to 200 innings for next year. So it makes sense to me.
But first of all, if he goes 6 innings, you guys are just looking for like 17, 18 strikeouts.
That's all.
In there.
That's all.
I want that Kerry Wood game. That's all.
Yeah, so that shouldn't be too hard for him to make it. No, I agree with you. I think it's a good time to bring him up. I think, you know, September probably didn't make sense just as a call-up. So, you know, you give him a couple extra starts going in. He starts Tuesday against Minnesota, Sunday in Detroit, and really gets it going. And I think he really forced the issue over his last 7 starts. He had, 59 strikeouts, which is not uncommon for him. He leads the minor leagues in strikeouts. But more importantly, he had 4 walks in that time, and that's exceptional. So, you know, he's ready. He's clearly ready. The Sox knew that, and the Sox made the call. You know, they made it official yesterday. I'm sure they made it official a couple of days before that. And he's going to be ready to go on Tuesday.
So, Mark, the hardest thing this guy is going to have to do, I think, is live up to expectations because they've been building since he became, you know, White Sox property. And I know that he's got the big personality and he's got tremendous confidence. And you know him in a way that a lot of people don't. You've been around him. How would you describe his ability or his personality that will equip him to handle the expectations that he'll walk into tomorrow?
Well, I think he's ready for the spotlight. You know, this has been a top prospect since pretty much he got into baseball. So I think he's going to embrace the moment instead of be, you know, in awe of the moment. Well, I'm sure there'll be a little bit of him getting there and looking at the field and saying, I made it. But I think he, you know, there's never a doubt that he expected to make it. So he'll be ready to go, and he's got his full repertoire kind of working. And I think he's going to be excited for the moment as opposed to just being intimidated by the moment. Maybe it's a better choice of words to use.
It's interesting, Scott, because I think that we look at a guy like Kopech, and we think, my God, you know, they're bringing him up. You only have so many bullets in the arm and all this, and why don't they save him for next year? And it makes more business sense if they bring him up. You know, it's almost like we were trained because of Chris Bryant to think of it that way. But pitchers are different than hitters. It's a different type of deal all the way together. We talked to John Heyman about it this morning, and he said, you know, look at Matt Harvey. Everyone thought he was going to be a $200 million player, and he had some good years, and then it all kind of faded away and left him. So it's just difficult to project pitchers as long-term as hitters, and maybe that's one of the reasons the business stuff didn't matter, as well as the idea that, you know, if he's good enough, maybe that helps you get season tickets next year and reminds everyone that this rebuild could work.
Well, I think it's difficult to project prospects in general, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you look at them, and I don't know if anyone would have projected that Yoan Moncada was going to have, 173 strikeouts going into September. But again, he may come next year and learn something huge from this year and be, you know, much improved going into the 2019 season. I think overall there's maybe a little too much analysis, you know, that, you know, is it contractual? Is it this? Is it that? I think basically he was ready to come up. He proved that. He answered all the questions, hit all the targets, the developmental targets the Sox had for him, and it's just his time now. And you just kind of let him go and see what he does. And you're right. This will, you know, I'm sure it's going to give him a huge boost on Tuesday. And I think he's got, like, if you play it out, he's got like 4 home starts if he goes all the way till the end. And one of them is against the Cubs. So that would be even more interesting. And one is against Boston. So, you know, there's some interesting matchups along the way, but I don't think it's, the Sox believe in what they're doing. The Sox believe in the rebuild. Rick Hahn, Kenny Williams, Jerry Reinsdorf, the whole front office. And I don't think this was kind of a hat tip to the fans or anything else. It's just, it's Michael Kopech's time. He proved he should be there, and now he'll be there on Tuesday.
And they'll have the 34 jerseys ready for them waiting, too, because those were unveiled quickly after the news. They're prepared for that. So
yeah, they're ready to go, obviously. He's the biggest, you know, the big, no offense to anyone else who's there this year, but he's already going to be the biggest story of the year with his debut on Tuesday.
No question about that, Merck. So project forward. This is about next year as much as it is about now. When you look at what Carlos Rodon has done this season, I think he's established himself as the ace of this staff moving forward. You look at Kopech, you don't know how he's going to do in his last 6 or 7 starts, but he's here for a reason. Ronaldo Lopez really struggled yesterday and has not had the second half to match his first half. Giolito goes today. Are those your top 4? Going into next year, are those the 4 guys that you think could fill out your you know, top 4 spots in your rotation heading into 2019?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think there's probably a chance they go out and look for another veteran who they can put in there. But without a doubt, you know, I'd go top 2 is Rodon and Kopech. And that's not putting extra pressure on Kopech, who's obviously just making his major league debut on Tuesday. But just when you look at his stuff, he's a guy who, you know, you would put at the top of the rotation. And you really see a difference in Carlos Rodon, I think, now that he – and he said this. I'm not speaking out of turn here. This is something he said. Now that he's had the surgery, he knows he's healthy, and I think he's pitching with just even more confidence than before. You see him, as he's talked about, handle adversity better than he has in games. He talked about the other day where he had in Detroit, he had an 0-2 count on Candelario. Threw a pitch that looked like it was pretty much down the middle. It was called a ball. He hit Candelario on the next pitch. Tigers ended up scoring 3, and he said in the past he probably would have been out in 3 or 4 innings. He settled himself down quickly, let his stuff take over, worked 8 innings, and the Sox came back and won that game. So, yeah, he's a great guy to have at the top along with Kopech. And then you have guys like Lopez and Giolito who are also good pitchers who have gained another year of experience this year. So, yeah, I would agree that looks like the top 4 going into 2019.
What do you think, Aloy's coming up, or do you think that's going to be more of a business one? Do you think that, you know, I mean, I know we're only supposed to be happy with this, but
once more,
what else you got?
Molly's greedy.
Let's have an opening start. Let's have each guy get their own day and
Merck,
bringing in the
crowd. Red Sox come to town next Thursday.
Maybe they could do like a wrestling thing, and as the team goes out tomorrow, Tuesday night, say, play some music and say, hey, that's Aloy Jimenez's music, and have him run out to right field or something like that.
Oh,
but,
boy.
Or left field. But no, I think, you know, one of the things to remember about Jimenez is he's missed some time.
Right.
You know, a pretty considerable amount of time due to injury this
yep.
year. So, and, you know, I think they had a certain amount of time planned for him at Charlotte developmentally. And maybe they didn't figure, I don't know if anyone could figure he'd hit 360 or 370 once he got promoted to Charlotte. So, you know, I trust the White Sox on this one. I've almost stopped guessing at this point because they seem to have a plan and they're going to follow it and they're not going to do anything to deviate from that. So I'm not even sure what to say on this one. But I think the injuries have made a difference in terms of, you know, costing him 5 or 6 weeks, where maybe if he had that time, he would be here already.
All right, Scott. Thank you, buddy. Always a joy.
Thanks,
appreciate
Scott.
Your time.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Enjoy tomorrow.
Yeah, enjoy tomorrow night.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.